Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the next chapter of Widows Ministry Talk Show, a ministry embracing widows. The purpose of our ministry to exemplify love through regular encouragement and many decisions of the first 3 years. Our scripture read, honor widows that are widows indeed. 1 Timothy 5:3. I will bless the Lord at all time, and his praises shall be continuously in my mouth. Tonight we're going to talk about praising Him, praising our Heavenly Father. It is so important that we do just that. Thank you for tuning in again tonight. This is October 5th. It's amazing that we're already into the month of October, and I know when we talk about it again, it'll be at the end of October. Time is not waiting for anyone. I am Mary Hollis, your host, and I hope that you had a wonderful week. Tonight, we're going to talk about the power of praise. The first scripture that we're going to start with tonight is Psalms 108, 1 through 2. My heart is steadfast, O God. I will sing and make music with all my soul. Awake, hark, and lend. I will awaken the dawn. We often pray to thank God for what he has done for us, to lay our needs before him, and to confess our sins to him. It is so sad but true, however, that we often neglect to express our praise to him in prayer. Nevertheless, we never should underestimate the power of praise in our life. If someone impresses you, you praise him to his face. Just like my grandson the other day, he's learning different scriptures at his school, and he's doing a great job there. They have the alphabet and the scripture connecting with each other. And he did such a great job. And I praised him and gave him a hug. Well, that's exactly what God wants us to do. He prays you. You praise him to his face, which I praise to my son, or tell other people about him. Why shouldn't we then shower our Heavenly Father with praise? Think of all the remarkable things he has done, the miracles floating from him, the extraordinary evidence of his love. Ponder for a moment the wonder of creation, of human life and achievement, and praise and glorify him. He is indeed worthy of our love and our praise. If you focus on praising and glorifying God, you will create a very special relationship with the living Christ. Your prayer life will be transformed, and your love for him intensify. Through your praise, you will become a stronger witness for him. Well, let me tell you about reasons why we should glorify God. Not only did he create us and give his life, but he provides for our needs every day and places us in the community of his faithful, in whom midst we can grow to become the person whom he intended us to be. The scripture, "Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom." That's Psalms 145:3. There's so many chapters in Psalms that talks about praise. And David continued to praise him. However, David has one of the above mentioned in mind. Instead, he glorifies God simply because he is his great king. God's position alone makes him worthy of his praise. Moreover, David not only glorified the Lord, but bestowed his blessing upon him. What an overwhelming thought. A small measure of praise and blessing is a bestower upon God when fellowship with him in prayer and worship. Reflect for a moment on how God reigns over the great universe. Then glorify him and bestow your blessing upon the great King of all kings. Yes, God wants to be praised. Scripture, Philippians 4, the 4th chapter, the 20th verse. To our God and Father be glory forever and ever. The phrase "praise the Lord" is repeated often in the book of Psalms and the rest of the Bible. Some of God's children continuously praise and thank him, but unfortunately many thousands take his goodness for granted. Most of the time they only praise him when they need something, and then he does deliver. But sometimes we forget how important it is to praise our Heavenly Father. Some people anxiously beg God to help them in a crisis. When God helps them, they don't give a second thought to the fact that the almighty creation of the universe made man for his glory, and that their gratitude will add to that glory. It is worthwhile to pause and consider what your life would be like without the love and faithful care that God showers on you. How could you have coped with insecurity and disappointment? How would you have felt if there was nobody to love or care for you? Well, I know when we lost our husband at that particular time, it was very hard for us to praise God for what had happened. In our time, it's very difficult at that particular time.
even though we know that God loves us and we love him, it's a very difficult time for us to feel that way of praising, but as we go from day to day, we can see how he has walked with us through every situation that we have gone through since our husband has passed. You can see his presence and feel his presence, and that he's in the midst and working things out for us and giving us the strength and the comfort that we need to go on. Because you are a Christian, you don't have to worry about all of these things because your Heavenly Father knows exactly what you need. Give thanks to the Lord, and for he's good, and his love endures forever. Praise and glorify God. And Psalms 113, 1 through 2 says, praise, O servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Let the name of the Lord be praised, both now and forever. Why should God be praised and glorified? Why should we tell him how almighty, all-knowing, and loving he is? He commands us to praise him. God never channels our energy into a dead end. There is more to be praising and glorifying God than simply repeating his divine attributes. The complexity of human temperament compels it to reach out to something higher and greater than itself. This yearning can be fulfilled by praising and glorifying God. It helps us to connect to him, who knows and understands the desire of our heart. God does not need our praise, but we cannot cope without the strength and the inspiration that emulate from our praise for him. True praises raises you up from spiritual despair and enables you to live in communion with your Heavenly Father. Don't you want to live with your Heavenly Father? Praise occurs in many different ways. During the excitement of a service, during the communion, are those quiet moments when you are alone with your Heavenly Father. The method is of little importance. So as long as you allow yourself to enter into the holy presence of God, praise his holy name. And Psalms 47 appeals to all people, clap your hands, all ye nations. Shout to God with cry of joy. It is possible to clap your hands and sing to the glory of God and remain gloomy. Praise is powerful stimulant. If you are feeling downhearted and it seems as nothing is working out well for you, then start praising and thanking God now. True praise and thanksgiving is the Almighty God should not depend on your feelings. It is precisely when you are feeling depressed that you need to praise him more. Then you will experience the wonderful uplifting power of praise and thanksgiving. It is the only way in which you can overcome the negative influence that continuously haunts you. You don't need music, a church choir, or truly praise and thank God. Simply lifting up your hearts to him bring you into the present immediately, and you cannot help but sing and praise and glorify him. It is a simple task to do just that. A grateful heart blessing. He who sacrifices thanks offering honors me. That's Psalms 50, 50th chapter, the 23rd verses. The world is teeming with people who complain. Sometimes their complaints are valid, but they are often born
they are born out of a spirit of discontentment. And when they're discontentment, they don't have the praise. The heart of praise, because they're thinking of oneself. They're not thinking of God and thinking of what God has done for them and what God can deliver them from. But it's important for us to continue to praise Him. Make today a wonderful day in praising God. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. That's coming from Psalms 118:24. Like I say, there's so many verses in the book of Psalms that praises God. Regardless of how bad things appear in life, God is greater than any situation you may find yourself in. You might doubt His truth, and as a result, your life will be filled with fear and insecurity, and each new day will be almost unbearable burden. Every new day is a unique gift to you from God. And just think about the different things that are going on in the world today. God has protected you from that, from all those things that's happening. So we should give Him praise every day just to be able to see another day and not to have to deal with, you know, it's really, when you look at the news, if you can be on a high note and feeling good, once you turn that channel and start listening to things that are happening on the news, it takes that joy away, because the way that people are treating each other, there's not enough love in the world. And I can imagine how God feels about us right now, about the world itself. And there's so many people, there would not be praises in their hearts because of what they're doing. They have a lot of Satan, the spirit of Satan, not the spirit of God, because of the things that they're doing. And I really just hate to even look at the news sometimes. I look at it because it's always good to be aware of what's happening, so you can probably try to prevent some of those things from happening and not being in the midst of areas. Really, it can happen anywhere to you, but it's always good. I feel important to try to be at home by a certain time, not to let real darkness, not to be on the outside. Things can happen to you here at home as well. But there's so many things that if you listen at the news, you are getting good information in the sense of being aware of things that are happening in your neighborhood, places that you may go. So it does help, but at the same time, it makes you feel sad. If you had joy in your heart and listen at the different things that the people are doing, how kids are being hurt, how people are being robbed, and the thing too, when they rob them, they shoot to kill them. It doesn't make any sense that, you know, if you want to take what belongs to the person, don't hurt them. They have no remorse, no love in their heart. So I can see where, getting back to how we should praise him for getting us through another day with no type of casualty or incident. Every new day is a unique gift to you from God. What you make of it is your own responsibility. The way in which you welcome each day will depend on the frame of mind and attitude towards life. Fortunately, your frame of mind is not something that you have to leave in the hands of fate. You can mold it into a creative, constructive power. You were never meant to be the prey of changing emotional and fluctuating circumstances. God has given you the ability to choose the frame of mind as well as the pace of your life. Therefore, you can live a happy, victorious life. When you wake up in the morning, start the day on a positive note by praising God for his presence and his goodness. Then you will meet the day with joy and expectation, praising the Lord. So starting out, it's so important that before you begin your prayer in the morning, praise him first and then go into your prayer, because he wants us to, it's so important that we praise him and glorify him for all the good things that he has done for us. And one thing I wanted to mention too, that I have mentioned it before, but this is so important. There is a 365 days encouragement from the organization called Grief Share. And they have something, it seems like when you read it, it's talking to you. It's something that is always seemed to be the word that you need to hear about. And I am on the 216 days. It's 365 days they send you this message by email every day. And today, in this particular day, 216, seeking to know God. It tells you exactly what you need you need to hear during that day. And I suggest and encourage you to go on the website and go to Grief Share. That's grief and share, one word. And go to their website, griefshare.org, and /daily email, and have those emails come to you. I know some of you might not have a computer, but the one that does, go to Grief Share, because it is so encouraging. Not because if you have lost someone, it's just being encouraged each day. And it seems like God always have that particular message being relayed to you on the perfect time that you feel it, you need it. Because whenever I read this, it seems to be the perfect message each day, and especially if you are going through any type of grieving process, this will be great for you. So just knowing that this is a very good resource and encourage you on a daily basis. It is, we only have a few more minutes left. So this week, just continue to praise and glorify God, because the things that are happening out there, we need to do our part in praising God and letting him know that we love him, because there's not a whole lot of love out there for even mankind with each other. And I have a few announcements. We are, our next meeting together is October 15th. That's a couple of Saturdays from now. We're having our regular meeting. It's going to be a very important meeting. I will, by next week, I'll be able to explain the different things that will be happening at that meeting. Waiting for the book to come, our last proof on our book that we have written. We need to look at it one more time to make sure that there's any errors, the cover, make sure the cover was lined up correctly, the color and everything. So we're waiting to receive that in the mail any day now, and hoping that everything is okay so we can go ahead and get that publish and have our book signing event next month. But all of those details, I'll have more details by next Tuesday, giving all the details regarding our book signing and when our book will be available to give. We'll give the book to our, I would say, our authors who has put, added their stories and their question and question and answers in our book. We'll be giving them the book first, and then they can place orders if who they want to give it to, with family and friends, and we'll start advertising it to funeral homes, churches, and so forth to be able to get copies. And really, also, this is going to be a great Christmas gift that you can give someone that are going through the grieving process. I've lost someone. It doesn't. The stories are so encouraging that anyone that has lost any family member can be encouraged by these stories. But it is, these books are written by widows only, but the stories are so encouraging, and I am sure that anyone that has lost someone can be encouraged by reading these stories. So next week I'll have all the details regarding the book and what we're going to be doing at our meeting, the date of the book signing, and everything else that you'll need regarding that. So that is it. Just know that if you have any questions concerning our show or concerning anything that I've given you, you can always reach me at 770-981-9118. That's 770-981-9118. The other thing is we will have a website. My son is working on that website now, where you can go to. And also we have an email address. So all that information is really in our book, where you can contact us in other ways, and also having other people to contact us as well. So all that information is going to be in the back of the book, and my son should have the website up and running soon. And those information will be given to you at our next meeting, which is October 15th, from 9 to 11 a.m. So there's a lot of, and also we're going to be doing some community service in the month of December. We were going to try to have something before Thanksgiving, but it seems like there's so many different things on the church, on the Greater Piney Grove calendar. But we're going to do it in the month of December before Christmas, and that information will be given out to our next meeting as well. So please attend, and knowing that we will have that information available at that particular time. We're going to be working with the organization in Grief Share. It's called Surviving the Holiday, Ways in Which That You Can Get Through the Holiday Period. And that's the most difficult time for us during the holiday, remembering our family, different things that we have shared and different things that we have done with our loved ones. So the church that I go to is the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church. We'll be hosting the Grief Share Surviving the Holiday. And this is something that we're going to be helping out with, our community service involvement, being a part of the program and inviting other people. This is going to be welcome to everyone, not just for our church. Anyone that is going through any type of grieving during this, welcome to come to be a part of it and help them. And we'll be giving ways how you can get through it. And we will have a lot of testimonies and different things going on in the month of December. So just know that next week I'll have all the information regarding when the book is going to be. Actually, we'll get the book back from the publisher, when we will, each person will get their copy. Now, each person who's a part of the book will get a free copy of the book. Any additional book they will have to purchase and get it for any other family members. So we'll have detailed information next Tuesday night regarding our new book and also what's going to be happening at the next meeting, which is October 15th, and the date of the book signing. So that is all I have tonight. So just tune in next week, same time, from 10 to 10:30. Ask others to tune in so they'll have the information that they need regarding the book and our next meeting. Be blessed and have a great week. And continue to, as you pray to God, first praise Him first. Praise Him. Glorify Him, because He needs to be glorified. And be thanked for the things that He's doing for us each and every day. Be blessed and have a great week. And good night. And you know one thing, if you have a few more minutes, listen to the song that I'm getting ready to put on. Listen to it, because it says everything that God is all about and what He wants to do in our life.
I am the creator. I am the maker of the universe. I am the one who spoke into nothing, and all creation heard. I am He who has all power in my hand. And if you believe on my word, you can. Let me be who I am.